Back to the book of Ephesians, and we're back into the third chapter, and last week we left off in that wonderful mystery revealed. And praise God for all of this wonderful truth that the Lord is leading us into. But that mighty sixth verse is where we left off last week, where it says that the Gentiles, and I really want to emphasize, brothers and sisters, that this is the children of Abraham. There's no longer any distinction between the Jew and the Greek, but we have now been made one in Christ. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "Know ye." So this isn't something that you think about or guess about. This is know it. "Know ye, therefore, that they which are of faith," and this is you, "the same are the children of Abraham." How glorious. Praise God. By the blood. And thank you, Jesus, that has made us this wonderful family in Him. And Paul then now reveals that this wonderful blessing that we've received, this oneness in Christ, that the Gentiles now should be fellow heirs, joint heirs, as man and wife of the same body, partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. I'm just hoping it took everybody's breath away. Let's put the workplace behind us and let's get on with the marriage. How's that? Amen? Amen. Praise be to God. I'm so thankful. You know, He chose to put us in these earthen vessels. And we're fighting the good fight of faith by His grace. But Lord, help us to not be distracted. Help us to really occupy all of our thoughts. Let us just focus and completely meditate upon You. So brothers and sisters, this is where we're at. Jesus Christ is waiting for His completion. I love this. I'm so thankful. Jesus Christ is going to be complete when He takes the hand of His bride. It's going to be so wonderful when His wife is joined with Him. The bride is going to be taken from Abraham's spiritual family. Those four living ones, brothers and sisters, we read about them and rejoiced. And I pray that we do it every day. Revelation 4:9, out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. Isn't that wonderful that God's not a respecter of person? I'm so thankful to God that He said, "Oh, come boldly." He didn't say if this and but that or what's this or what's that. He said, "Come boldly." All men, really. This invite is to all. Praise be to God. He said, all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And isn't that wonderful? We know that it's the complete, exact, perfect, precise knowledge of the truth. This isn't something we guess about. He wants you to know Him. This isn't a maybe. This isn't just, well, a passing by. And that knowledge, as we're going to find out again tonight, is the most intimate knowledge that you could ever have. It's the intimacy of a husband and a wife. For those of you who are married, and really, I do care if it's a good one or not. But whether it is a good one or not, let me tell you something. You know each other. You do. But this is coming in to know Him. And He's given us this example, but it's still not even a drop in the ocean of to what knowledge He wants you to have of Him. Praise the Lord. By my Spirit. So, Brother Paul's gospel. And know this as we go on here. Brother Paul's gospel. And again, we are not magnifying Paul, but I am magnifying the Word of God. And Jesus said it very clearly. He is a chosen vessel unto Me. When God says that, pay attention. Take note, behold, that means shut up and know what I'm saying, adhere to it, respond. Don't try to think and figure it out. It's faith like a child. God said it, and it is so. He is a chosen vessel unto Me. And Paul's gospel is the finishing love message to the bride. Did you hear that? It's the finishing love message to the bride. It's been there. It was hidden. Types and shadows. But here it is, laid out for all to see. And we're going to read here that the whole world, this isn't a mystery now that's hidden. It was preached in all the earth. Well, you're going to read that in Colossians here in a moment. Bear with me. This is wonderful stuff. You know, when man is not, I mean, just so without excuse. So without excuse. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I'm talking from me. Now, Hebrews 11 tells us that without us, they cannot be made perfect. Now know that. See, that's just coming out right out of those worthies of faith there. And really, you've read it so many times, but let it grip your heart tonight like never before. We're talking the Moses and the Elijah and the Isaiah, Isaac, the Jacob. My goodness. Without us, they cannot be made perfect. Okay? Let's go over to Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. Let's read this together. I don't know. I still don't know if you believe it or not. Brother Paul, whereof I am made a minister. Now that's wonderful, and there's a lot of ministers. Praise the Lord for ministers. I pray that you have a ministry. You should, and you do. You do know it. But he said, I am made a minister according to the dispensation. And remember that dispensation. Oh, my goodness. Of God. Which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. And that word fulfill means to complete the word of God. And do you see? To adhere to this, to take note, to really be still. Don't go by what you've been told or how many times you've been told it. Search these things to see if they're so. It is written. Just go by it is written. And you're going to be just fine. It is written. And Paul, it was given to me for you to fulfill, to complete the Word of God. The message to and of the bride. Okay, that leads us right into verse 7. I think we're ready to take off. Go back to Ephesians 3, and here we go. Whereof I was made a minister. According to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of His power. It wasn't just grace, it was the gift of grace. The grace was there, but it was given, freely given. He's going to have to settle me down. Romans 5:15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And I thank Him He's abounded unto me. And He's abounded unto you. And it's precious and it's evident. The grace of God that was with me. The grace of God that is with me. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. The gift of the grace, praise God, is Jesus Christ. And if fully received, brothers and sisters, we become one in the very fullness of God. And there is but one way as we read this. There is but one way. We know this. But there is but one way into all truth. There is but one way into agape bridal love. It has to be the guide. It has to be the comforter. It has to be the effectual working of His power that we're reading here. It has to be the Holy Spirit. It has to be the Holy Spirit. Apollos, you're zealous for the things of God. You're mighty in the Word. But we're going to show you a more precise way. A more exact way. It's going to be the complete way. I appreciate my brother Guide us, Holy Ghost. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Don't listen to me. And I'm not going to listen to you. But we're going to listen to Christ in me. And I'm going to listen to Christ in you. You see the unity that we can have? You see the oneness in Him that we can have? Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, if we can only see it. Christ in us is the hope of glory. But praise the Lord. He said, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The Spirit-full life is the life that receives all the fullness of God. It's the life that receives all the perfect and complete will of God. Christ Jesus as man was completely and only enabled by the Spirit. Ready to be offered. Did you hear me? Ready to be offered has never changed. It never will change. It never will change. Whether it was Jesus Christ, whether it was Paul. And by the grace of God, may we be able to say that. I'm ready to be offered. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Do you realize that? You can't prepare a thing. But the Holy Spirit, through grace, does it all. Prepare you all the way right into the very arms of the Savior to say, I do. Now let's go over here to verse 8. And here we're going to see how this Spirit guides us into this mystery that transforms us from glory to glory, even into the all-pleasing vessel to Him. So in verse 8, we'll pick it up there. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. Listen to this. Paul's not taking anything of himself. He's realizing that he is so abased. He's nothing. He is the chief of sinner. Unto me who am the less than the least of all saints. And praise God, if we're ever going to receive it, you have to be able to put yourself in this state of spirit. Do you realize that you're nothing but for God? I want His best. And I follow Paul as he followed Christ to it. Paul never puffed himself up. He didn't. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. That He would be magnified in all things in me. Praise His name. Praise His name. Unto me who am the less than the least of all saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Yes, absolute, complete, unwavering confidence and reliance upon Him. This is it. It's the state that must be ours if we're ever going to receive such grace. Grace is the only way you're going to grow up into this. Grace is the tool, the energy. It provides everything to you. Grace, not you, not works, not me. Christ in me, the grace of God. See, it's not a far off, is it? Do you see why you can? Because I am came to dwell in me. Can you imagine that? I love the new man. But let's never forget the new man is Christ in me. That's my hope. And that's the only hope you have. But it's the hope that can't be stopped. It cannot. Crucified together, raised, seated. I've got His life. It's not just something afar off. It's mine. It's mine. It's yours. So as we rejoiced over dinner tonight, and you've heard me say it, so just be. Just be. Praise God. Just be. Come on. All right? Paraphrasing Jesus Christ's words from John 5, 19 and 30. This is Jesus Christ speaking this. The Son can do nothing of Himself. but what he seeth the Father do. I can of myself do nothing. I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who hath sent me. What a Lord we have. What a God we have. Yeah. He lived this for me. He did. Tempted, tried, tested in every way, so that he could send the Comforter to comfort me. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, there's no coincidence that we're in the fruit of the Spirit. He's coming at us full out. And I believe it's loud and clear. Be of no reputation. Be of no reputation. And if you got a reputation, lose it. I was writing some notes. If the Lord would tarry in a few weeks from now when we study meekness. And I appreciate a sister encouraging me in those things. But God help us that we would find our identity only in Him. Only in Him. That the Word of God tells us that you are not your own. You're bought. You're redeemed. You're His. And it's now Christ in me. It's now I'm dead. But nevertheless I live. But it's not I that live, but Christ liveth in me. Okay? Now what don't we understand about that? What don't we want to receive about that? Well, I understand this flesh wants to prevent that yieldedness. Yeah, the old man. But by the grace of God, I read, reckon him dead. That's not who I am. It's not. I'm seated in the heavens in Christ. That's who I am. And by the grace of God, I'm learning to live to all that He has provided. That my identity is in Him. To let Him have His way. As it says in 1 Corinthians 13:4, if we too will be weak in Christ. Are you willing to be weak in Christ? No, really, are you willing to be weak in Christ? Now that's a big step. Because that's everything opposed to what this world is telling you at this time. Be strong. How many times did we hear our precious pastor? Well, you got to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. The problem is you're in quicksand. And that's not going to do it. Because you'll sink anyways, won't you? Maybe even faster as you're wiggling around. That's the best time to be still, they say. To be still and know that He is God. But if we too will be weak in Christ, we shall live with Christ by the power of God. I like that. I want to live by the power of God. I do. And that's what He's provided, and that's what He wants. And He gave the very power of His might to me. Gave it to you too. To come and dwell and live in me and reign in me. That I don't need to be tossed to and fro. I don't need to go out every day and just be beat up. Whether it's somebody else doing it or my own conscience doing it to me. That I am what I am by the grace of God. That I'm beautiful to Him. That I'm accepted. He calls me beloved. Yeah. That's the God who loves you. That's the God who loves me. Whether you want to receive it or not, it's time. It's time to fully embrace how great a love wherewith ye are loved. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. Let's go over to Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 32. Sister Bodie and Brother Copley, I'm so thankful to God that the Word was reigning in those lives and so many encouraging thoughts. And I appreciated this comment. But let this encourage your heart about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 2, verse 32, it says, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all are witnesses. And listen to that. This Jesus hath God raised up. Jesus Christ was absolutely helpless and dependent upon the Father. Do you know that? I mean, that's what he became. Very God of very God. As he said, you know, the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things were created by him, for him. Without him, nothing was made. By him, all things consist and hold together. But he made himself to be completely weak and to completely dependent upon the Father. And brothers and sisters, he died. And if God did not raise him up, he would have remained in Upper Sheol, in hell. It had to be the power of God. I love that he loved me so much. Yeah, we should praise him and praise him and praise him and praise him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He lived it for us. He showed us the way. He made the way. He is the way. And he gave us the power of his might, the Holy Spirit, to overcome all the way. My dear brother Copley calls it the deep secret alliance with Christ. I like that. Do you got a deep secret alliance with Christ? I do. And you do too. I really do believe it. You wouldn't be here listening to all this crazy stuff if you weren't crazy in love with him. But see, that's the only way that Brother Paul was able to endure what he was enduring. That's how he could sit there, and I'm sure Brother Timothy and those ones that were with him at times, oh, the brother's nuts. He's lost his mind. He's happy in that state. He's singing in that prison. But Brother Silas got a taste of that, didn't he? Maybe it was even Brother Silas that was put there for Brother Paul. Minister unto me, brother. Sing. Sing. And they started singing hymns. And unto the Lord. And the chains fell off. Let that speak to you. I know there are lives out here tonight that you think that chains have bound you. You think that something has got you. Praise him. You'll hear the clamoring on the ground. By the second, praise him. Oh, he's beyond marvelous and wonderful, isn't he? Okay. You see, no one wants to talk about the sufferings these days, do they? I had a family member recently tried to encourage another family member by telling them, you know, God really doesn't want you to suffer like that. It's not even God's will for his children to be sick. Now, let me tell you something. And I would pray that whoever would get into that kind of prosper and be in health stuff would listen to this. Well, most importantly, just listen to the Word of God. But if you're going to receive that kind of poison in your life, you'll receive it and you'll dwell right into the midst of the tribulation. You will. And when you do see his face, and you will, you'll have to wipe the tear from your eye. Because it certainly won't be the first trump. Brothers and sisters, it says so clearly in 2 Timothy, what is that? I had it written down here. Yeah, 2:12. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. He was very clear. If you deny the right to suffer, I'm going to deny you the right to to reign. Don't go twisting that around. Because another verse later, even if you denied him, he abides faithful. Okay? All right. Like I said, let's rightfully divide the word. Brothers and sisters, I'm learning by his grace to be less than the least. You only know that in your own heart. I'm still breathing, so there's more to go. Would I love to be like Enoch? You know it. But I believe that till we all come is just around the corner. And I do want to rise up with you and meet him in the air and ever be with the Lord. And it does comfort us to tell one another with those words, doesn't it? Isn't that wonderful? But learning to be less than the least, to be brought low. And why? So that I may preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. See, I could talk about it, but is it going to work effectually if I just talk about it? Huh? You met my wife, Polly? Oh, there she is. Go over and talk to her. God help me if I ever felt like that about my own wife. How could I ever feel that way about Jesus Christ? I want you to meet my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to meet the grace of God that is with me. That's never left me, nor forsook me, and never will. And by grace and the grace of God that is with me, is going to grow me up into all things. And by grace and the grace that is with me, to even be the readied wife. What do you think? I know grace can do that. Do you know that grace can do that? Do you know that it's only grace that can do that? Yeah. All right. Just want to make sure. But I know... You know, some people, you know, God, he said, out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. He didn't say not any mighty and not any wise. He said not many mighty and not many wise. Don't go judging somebody by what it looks like out here. Matter of fact, just don't go judging anybody. God's doing just fine. And know this, that God is judging his children for reward and nothing else. Because there's nothing else to judge. Because all he sees is the life of his son. So how much do you want to grow up? How much do you want to receive? You see? See, it doth not appear right yet, does it? Huh? But I got hope. I got the real hope. I'm abounding in that hope. That Christ in you and Christ in me is the hope of glory. That if this vessel is fully submitted, if by grace it is magnifying Christ in me, if it is thy will, if all the roots of bitterness by his grace are going to be turned over to him, oh my goodness, the place I might take with him. Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, I have to say, though, I think selfishness is defeating many a life of God's precious people. Selfishness is defeating us from God's best. Brother Paul said here, unto me who am less than the least. Less than the least. He wasn't counting his own life dear. It wasn't about him. Now we know it is about us, but it's us in Christ. We are the most valuable possessions to God. As we've been rejoicing in, we are his inheritance. And he's not on retirement leave, fully invested. He's an active investor. He really is. He wants a full return on us, doesn't he? Complete, full, all. Isn't it great? He doesn't say, well, I want some of my son in you. Huh? I want you to grow up in part of the things. I want you to have a likeness. No, I want you to be filled with all the fullness of me. Isn't that amazing? I'm sending brothers and sisters in Christ to pray for you that all the perfect and complete will of God would dwell in your life. Isn't that just amazing? Nothing short of all full. And why? Because at the very beginning we read, we have already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, in ages past. I'm looking at the inheritors of the inheritance of God's unfathomable riches. And I can't blame you, dare in the headlights. But I understand it. I get that way too. But brothers and sisters, we got to wake up to this. See, I know we can get excited about the knowledge and we can get excited about seeing these things. But is it abounding in us? Is the fruit of the Spirit alive? Alive. Is this who I am? Not just what I know. Not just something again afar off, but that it is Christ in me. That He's growing me up into this. Because if not, I can have all of the excitement. And all I'm going to do with that excitement and knowledge someday is behold the glory. As opposed to holding that glory hand in hand. Having that glory magnified in a vessel. I'll put it this way. You can either be a guest or you can be the ones that are holding His hand, looking into His eyes, saying, I do. It's the truth. I get a wonderful picture up here often. And Saturday, if the Lord tarry, it's a beautiful thing. Two lives becoming one. Yeah. And I get a look at it right from here. And after that nervousness kind of mows down a little bit, I can see that I disappeared. Everybody out there disappeared. Everybody disappeared. And googly eyes started looking at one another. It's awesome. Get like that with Christ. Makes your life so much better. I testify of it. I'm thankful to God. And I know when He doesn't have my absolute attention, I'm miserable. I'm miserable when my eyes wander off of Him. I fear, I'm anxious, bitter, you name it, I got it. The chief is sinner? Oh, Paul, get out of the way. You have nothing up on this weak vessel. But Paul rejoiced in it. I glory in my infirmities. Because it's then He deals with me. He sings to me. He loves on me. I'm wounded, Lord. Come and tend to it. I'm ready now to listen. It's like that shepherd. Sometimes he's got to break the leg of that little lamb. Throw it over his shoulder. Says, okay, honey. You are near, but this is going to take intensive nearness. Okay? He's got a lot of us in that strait right now. Rest on Him. All right. Verse 9. Let's go on. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Listen to these words. And to make all men see. He's not leaving anybody out here. What is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus. And notice here. I mentioned it earlier. First, all men see. God's not a respecter of person. 1 Timothy 2:4. Who will have all men be saved, come to a full knowledge of the truth. Amen? Amen. It's God's will that the doctrine would be preached to all men. And that was done. And it tells us that. And I will have you look this up with me over here. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1 and verse 6. Actually, we'll back up to 5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, all the earth. See, it wasn't left out. So don't go making up these fantasy stories of why somebody didn't receive the things of God. Don't. The Bible tells you, avoid foolish questions. If you're going to fellowship and meditate, let's counsel together in the Word and the things of the Word of God. Okay. So let's put that aside. So again, as it is in all the world, without excuse. But going on here, the real treasure, I love this verse. It's not just the knowledge of the mystery. The knowledge of the mystery is a wonderful thing. You have to have knowledge of the mystery. Amen? Amen. I want to marry somebody. I got to kind of know them. And I got to know who they are. I got to know what it is. Got to see them. But if I really want to marry them, I got to go have fellowship. And that's what it's telling you here. The fellowship of the mystery. And this word fellowship means participation. It means intimacy. And it even goes right down to the gritty if you want to get to it. It means intercourse. And that's right, it means intercourse. It's the most intimate communication that is known to mankind between that of a man and a woman. And if it causes you a bit to blush tonight, I praise the Lord. If he's got to get it through some way, he's going to get it through. But he wants a wife. He wants a wife. And she is going to know him and know him intimately. And she's not going to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. She's not going to be ashamed of his love letters that he is writing to her. He's not just going to skate over them. She's not going to just pass them by and say, well, this sounds good to me and this is okay. No, she's going to fall in love with every word that he says. And she's going to search it out, and she's going to search by the grace of God for the meaning. And it's not going to be her that does it. It's grace. And it's going to be the Holy Spirit that reveals it. It's going to be by revelation. And that's where I just say, thanks be to God that he that wills to know, that says, you know, Lord, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. I believe that God is. You wouldn't be here tonight if you didn't believe that God is. But do you believe that God is seeking for the worshiper that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth? Do you believe that that God is? Do you believe that God, when he was looking at his creation of Adam, was really looking to his son in a way, way higher way and said, you know, it's not good for man to live alone? Huh? And I'm going to have a sleep come upon the church. And out from that sleepy church, I'm going to take that rib. And she's a complete, perfect, beautiful body. And that's going to be his wife. Yes, amen. All right. Brothers and sisters, we yield to this word. It will take us there. It will. Don't fret about it. Even if you're wrestling with this, you haven't heard it very much, somewhat new, there's no mistake you're here. There isn't. How many times have you heard it? Not a mistake that you're hearing it again. I just hope it's deeper. I hope that he's striking more fervently. Well, he's never changed, but I hope you're receiving it more. Praise God. Now we say, sure, all God's children are blessed the same. And they are. They are all blessed the same. Because we're all blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. God's not a respecter of person. He wanted all men to see this. He would that all men be saved. Come to a knowledge of that truth. He wanted all men, as he said right here, to not just know this mystery, but fellowship in the mystery. Do you see his desire? Do you see his inheritance in the saints? I'm going to say it this way. God is greedy. He is. He's greedy for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me. He's a jealous God. He's not shy about it, is he? I remember that one entertainer. My heart hurts for her. I pray she's saved. I God, help her. That's the only one that's going to help her. She says, well, I have come to learn, or come to know, she said, if he's a jealous God, I don't want to have anything to do with a jealous God. Let me tell you something. I want to have everything to do with a jealous God. I do. I want a God to be jealous of me. I want a God that says, if you start messing with me, you got a problem. You do. I love a God that tells me that I'm the apple of his eye. Don't you love that? I do. I like that. Praise the Lord. You know, brothers, if you know, I'm not saying you go up and rough somebody up, but, you know, you keep an eye on that wife. Amen. I don't mind you hugging her in the Lord, but it stops there. Right? Now, how much more? Your father. For maybe a daughter-in-law. I remember how my daddy loved my wife. And my wife knew how much he loved her. And you know why he so loved her? He loved her for herself. Yes, he did. But no, I'm going to tell you. Because she loved his son. She loved me. He knew that she would do me good, maybe all the days of my life, by the grace of God. So that's a virtuous woman we're getting to there, aren't we? I love you all. You know the word, and it's precious. You love the word, and that's even more precious. All right. But Brother Paul here, even though he's speaking to the very fully purposed saints, he's not letting up, is he? Saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. These are saints that come to Bible studies on Wednesday nights. And Thursday night and Friday night. And he preached to them night and day. Long to where they were falling asleep out of the windows. See, and you think I go long and we've got 45 minutes under our belt. No. But I'm going to tell you something. What he was telling these ones was to grasp it even more, to enjoy it more. To abound in it even more. Don't ever stop. Occupy all the dimensions of his great love. We're going to get to that. Sister Bodie said one time, she says, it's not just waiting around the shores. You know, launch out. I think there was a prophet that talked a little bit about that too, didn't he? Not just in the ankles, not to the thigh. Not just even immerse yourself. Quit looking back for the shoreline. Amen? Yeah, fully purposed. Fully launching out, saying, I will go. It doesn't matter what's there. I will go, praise God, to receive all this hidden treasure in ages past. All of it that was laid up in Christ. All right, let's go on to verse 10. We'll get moving. To the intent that now, unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now, there's something so special here, brothers and sisters. I pray the Holy Spirit really open this up. So, we're almost done with our study tonight. So, God just increase the attention right now. Because this is awesome stuff. Principalities here means orders and times and ranks. And powers means authorities and privileges. So, let's go back and read this. In the Greek, in the fullness of it. To the intent now, unto the orders and times and ranks and authority and privileges in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Yeah. Wow, that's sounding like something told even another way. Yea, the deep things of God. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're talking ranks here. Jointly reigning with Christ. The authority and privileges that he wants us to lay hold of. Amen? Amen. If you suffer with me, you reign with me. Heirs. Children, we're heirs of God. We know that. Romans 8 tells us you're very clear. The moment you receive Christ as Savior, you're a son. Crucified, raised, and seated. An heir of God. and a joint heir if so be you suffer together with me. Keeps talking about those sufferings. It's not me. It's him. Amen. It must be. Because I want you to be glorified together with me. I want you to receive everything that the Father is going to give me. Huh? Everything that the Father has given me. All of mine. It's like Esther looking at that sweet Esther. Just as the king looked at her. It's all yours. Every bit. What's yours is mine. It's ours. One. There's no difference. Ask. Boldness. Access. Confidence. I'm going to read that in about 2 minutes. Don't be shy. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? See, a child's not going to move like that, are you? You're not. Children, they'll try to feel their way in there or maybe imp their way in there. Teenager, oh no, I know better now. I'm not getting in there. But an adult, I understand. I've got the maturity. I'm getting it. Christ in me is growing up. Boldly, son. Lay claim to it. I provided it. It's there. Nothing lacking. Come and get it. But here it is. Might be made known. Isn't it? Is that a might on God's part? No. You know why? Because He already blessed you with it. Do you see that? See, isn't that something about God? He's not somebody that takes it. Gives. He doesn't do this. I see so many Christians. That's tempting God. Like, don't do that. Don't. He gave it all. It's all there. Might be made known is your choice. It is. You want it or not? You want it? You'll have it. You'll see it. He takes the things of Christ and He makes them ours. He takes the things of Christ and He shows them unto you. And I love it that way because you know what? You've already got them. See, my son already had that car I told you about the other day, didn't he? Huh? And then I showed him. I like the Lord. Praise His name. The manifold wisdom, never ending, colorful, illuminated, endless, inexhaustible love of God in Christ. Oh, I like that too. It's all here, is what He's saying. Full disclosure, nothing hidden. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. But there it is, might. What are you going to do with it? My heart breaks to see people passing it by. It does. I hurt. There's no judgment there. I can honestly say that before the Lord. By His grace, don't pass it up. I see the love of many waxing cold. I see it like, you know, they talk about, oh, don't, you know, go ahead and drink the Kool-Aid. You hear that all the time anymore. No, stay away from the mess of pottage. Don't even sip it. What happens is you start wanting it. You take your eyes off of what is. And in a moment, it's going to be gone. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. The bride does not smell of smoke. She only smells of the sweet-smelling incense. She's a chaste virgin unto Christ. Desiring only His perfect will, all natural desires, they've been cast off. And we'll wrap it up with 11 and 12 here tonight. The Lord tarry, we get into that wonderful prayer, the pinnacle of it all, of the Holy Spirit put into Paul. But in 11 and 12 it says, according to the eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. He knew that we were insecure, didn't He? Come on, just admit it. Say, God, You knew Your product. And He tells us this in so many different ways all throughout the Word of God. But just in this one little verse. Okay, now let's get it here. Don't just come boldly. You don't just got access. And once you get that, come with confidence. Because it's by faith of Him. I love the Lord so much as He tells us that. Brothers and sisters, it's mine, 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 all is mine. And you say that too. It's mine, 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 all is mine. And if that offends somebody, I pray for you. But it does. It offends the self-righteous. It offends immature believers. But you know what? It's all pleasing to God. Did you know that? It's all pleasing to God. Are you listening to His words tonight? He wants you to boldly go there. And understand, it's not of you. It's by faith of Him. See, He loves that when we're bold in His Son. He loves when we have confidence in His Son. He loves when we glory in His Son. There's a pattern in Christ, in His Son. That's what all of this Ephesians is about, isn't it? Us in Christ. Praise God. And that's it, brothers and sisters. All pleasing to Him. And let's really quit thinking about what everybody else thinks. You'll be so much better off. You will. Quit trying to fit in. Really. Now, as you grow, really, and God helped us out a little bit with it. I think as you grow older, that kind of goes away anyways. But precious, precious young people, really, get it early. Get it in your youth. Get ahead of the game, as they say. And be ready now. Oh my goodness. Great faith. I'll end with this. Great faith always appears arrogant to the ignorant. Do you hear that? Great faith will always appear arrogant to the ignorant. It will always appear selfish to the self-righteous. Yeah, absolutely. But here it says, by boldness, with access, with confidence, by faith in Him. I draw nigh, and you draw nigh the same way, in full assurance of faith. That means believing. Without a doubt, complete confidence, the faith in His Word. It's not my mind. It's not my thoughts. It has nothing to do with me. But it has everything to do with the Word of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You, we praise You, we just give it to You and say, Lord, complete this in us. Really, Lord, complete this in us. I pray for each and every one of us here tonight, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we can even be more pliable. The ground can be more prepared to receive. And Lord, plant deep. May the roots go down, Lord, may they just take hold. God, help us. Help every life here tonight. We thank You for these lives that have come out to hear Your Word. Lord, we give it to You. You're pleased. We ask that You just anoint our hearts. And may we go singing and making melody in these hearts unto You. In Jesus' name, amen.